You will hear a man called Andy Brown, the owner of a video games development company, giving a talk to a group of students on the gaming industry. For questions 1 to 8, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Good morning. My name's Andy Brown, and I'm the co-founder of Deliverance Games. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm hoping that my talk might be useful to you. Well, the industry has come a long way since the basic pixelated formats of the 1980s. In one respect, the older games and modern games are similar. We play them for the thrill, for the victory, but they're very different in another. Many modern games engage the player emotionally and intellectually. As a product, I suppose we could describe them, if you like, as a marriage between art, when we consider their visual impact on us, and science, the technology that allows us to step inside these very different worlds. Back in the 80s, I suppose it was fair to say that young men were largely the target market. But today, we have to acknowledge that gaming has been fully integrated into mainstream culture. The equipment has been moved into the living room for the whole family to play. Whether it's a Sony PlayStation or Xbox, pretty much every household has one. The way I see it, developers have both responded to and instigated this trend. You might ask, where do developers get their inspiration from? Well, numerous sources, of course, but at the moment, we can see the definite influence of classic cinema. For example, in the past, good and evil could easily be recognised through the characters you created, through the options they were offered. You knew which side you were on. Well, we're maturing now, along with our audiences. It's no longer black and white, but every shade of grey. So now, for my team, they're working on ways to establish mood, a sense of anxiety, of despair, for example. Rather than focusing on dialogue, which we're already quite confident about, they're focusing on the use of lighting. It's a case of trial and error to see what works best in any given scene, and this is something we're working on in our current projects, with, I believe, great success. Some things, I guess, won't change. There are the central and basic concepts or themes that create authenticity and purpose in a game. Combat is one. You'll always need a good fight, whether it's between unidentified enemy soldiers, aliens, zombies, whatever. And the problem-solving element is also vital. And finally, I think this is true no matter what kind of game you're putting out. You need the element of exploration. It's in our human nature to pursue this. So why are some sections of society so anti-gaming? In large part, I feel this is down to the media. They never seem to miss an opportunity to focus on a story or a piece of research that shows the industry in a bad light. Look, it's basic common sense that if you let your kid play for 24 hours straight, they're missing out on other things, on life. But let's have some balanced reporting, please. This is something we really never get from journalists. Another thing I'd say is that parents and teachers both seem to overlook something important about the gaming industry. They just don't know about the great number of career opportunities it offers. And this is an industry that now turns over huge profits annually, so worth getting into. And I think there's a feeling amongst some parents, a suspicion in fact, that gaming is somehow rotting their kids' brains. But the evidence is there to prove otherwise. Now, I've got a vested interest in all this, of course, but if you look at the research, we know for a fact that not only do kids get more creative through game playing, but they also get better at logic. Surely that's something that most people would be happy to see developing in their child. Now, one future development concerns crowdfunding, which...